Figure 92 is a minimum in-flight visibility and distance from clouds chart with three rows, the first above 10,000 MSL, the middle row between 1,200 AGL and 10,000 MSL, and the lower row below 1,200 AGL. Minimum cloud distance and visibility from clouds is applicable to operations under VFR or IFR operations while operating VFR on top. A flight operating at 12,500 MSL above 1,200 AGL, the in-flight visibility and distance from clouds requirement for operation in Class Echo airspace is 5 miles visibility, 1,000 above, 1,000 below, and 1 mile horizontal distance from clouds. For operations at 9,500 MSL above 1,200 AGL during daylight hours in area number 3, the center row, 3 miles visibility, 500 below, 1,000 above, 2,000 feet horizontal distance from clouds. The 3-mile visibility requirement in this example is applicable for operation in Class Echo airspace. The same operation in Area 3, the center row, when operating in Class Gulf airspace during daylight hours, would require 1-mile visibility, 500 below, 1,000 above, and 2,000 feet horizontal distance from clouds. When operations are conducted below 1,200 AGL in Class Gulf airspace, the minimum cloud clearance and visibility requirements are 1 mile clear of clouds. The same is true for operations under special VFR, requiring 1 mile visibility clear of clouds. Figure 93 is a new airspace classification chart showing dimensions of Class Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, and Class Gulf airspace. Figure 93 shows the floor and the upper limit for Class Alpha airspace, beginning at 18,000 feet MSL and extending to flight level 600 or 60,000 feet MSL. Figure 93 also shows the maximum altitude that Class Gulf airspace will exist, 14,500 feet MSL. Generally, the maximum altitude for Class Bravo airspace is 10,000 feet MSL, and the normal lateral limits for Class Delta airspace, 4 nautical miles. Figure 93 also has a designation of 1,200 AGL located between the Class Charlie airspace and the Class Delta airspace graphic. 1,200 feet is the floor of Class Echo airspace when designated in conjunction with an airway. Figure 94 is a graphic titled Application Examples for Holding Positions. When oriented in landscape, Figure 94 shows location signs, holding position signs, and boundary signs. Figure 94 also shows holding position markings. Mandatory airport instruction signs, such as holding position signs, containing white lettering with a red background, are depicted on the graphic under keys 2, 4, and 7. Hold line markings at the intersection of taxiways and runways consist of 4 lines that extend across the width of the taxiway. These lines are yellow, and the dashed lines are nearest the runway.